Went into one, and I don't know who it was. I think it was John Hunter behind me. And just ran straight in the back of me and sent me spinning. So
is what it is.
That's a very frustrated Joey Logano. Not much else to say about that incident.
No, he did indeed get contact from behind. It was John Hunter Nemechek. We got a great battle for the race lead in turn one.
Fast and furious up the front. Denny Hamlin gets loose. He makes contact with Kyle Reddick. He's trying to counter steer, can't do it. And he slides in front of a hard charging field. Somehow, some way, everybody avoids Denny Hamlin. He lost the handle right in the center of the corner, bounced off Tyler Reddick, slid all the way almost to pit entrance, and somehow the entire field missed Denny Hamlin.
How does that happen? He was running at the front of the field, lost the back end, slid sideways for a number of yards as everybody, Todd Gordon, went high and low, and nobody got into Denny.
That was impressive that everybody missed him, especially how narrow turn two gets to. Now comes the question. I feel like this puts everybody within the fuel window, how they'll react to this caution when pit road opens.
So this could very well be the big stop and potentially the last one, although it seems like the intensity level has picked up quite a bit all of a sudden. I'm not so sure that our flag person has put the caution flag away for the rest of the day.
I would agree with you, Alex Hayden. Again, a remarkable piece of driving by a number of drivers. Denny went up the racetrack. He would have laid into Tyler Reddick, but he stayed off him. A great move by Denny. Problem was, is he just couldn't control the race car. After that, spun it, and then everybody taking evasive action, most to the outside, some to the inside, and nobody gets in to Denny Hamlin under caution. Sixth time, Reddick. How about Martin Truex Jr. now finding himself all the way up to position number two?
Yeah, and he's not the only one that's now beginning to find their way to the top of the leaderboard. Brad Keselowski's up to fourth. Bubba Wallace is now up to the number five spot. So we do have some different names now appearing in the top five as we get in the last 100 laps of the race.
And how about Noah Gregson? He has been inside the top 10 the entire afternoon. He's sixth. Ty Gibbs back up to seventh. Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, and Christopher Bell, top 10. Who comes to pit road? It's open. Everybody does, with the lone exception of a handful now, including Martin Truex Jr. He stays out. Others are in. Kim Coon.
Including Christopher Bell and Ryan Blaney. Let's watch the work on Ryan Blaney's car. The crew's going to put right side tires on. They'll take a tear off. Another chassis adjustment. Still needs more front turn on that Ford Mustang. Left side tires on. Sunoco fuel. He is down. Completed service, as well as Alex Bowman. Cars headed your way. Steve Post.
Tyler Reddick is in. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel, not a lot of it needed right here, but they're going to make sure they chock it full. Here's William Byron in to the attention of his crew. He's in the very second pit box, going to watch as Denny Hamlin comes around him. They're able to do it. Of these cars, it looks like Ty Gibbs got out first, but Byron did get trapped just a little bit behind Denny Hamlin. Hamlin is in now, never has said a word as far as what happened on there. Chris Plus on his car on the Toyota, and Denny Hamlin down in a way. And Chris Gabehart told him, well, it's all right. We're in our fuel window now. We're just going to see if we can make up some ground to get to the end of the race. Pit stops here on lap 217.
That was split about halfway down the field. Half stayed out and half came to pit road. We'll tell you who stayed out when we come back.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Back at Phoenix Raceway, the one to go has just been given. Now, Martin Truex Jr. is the race leader on the oldest tires, and then Ryan Preece will restart second while Preece is on the next oldest tires. And then the next wave of cars that stayed on the racetrack with Todd Gilliland back to third, Chris Buescher fourth, Ross Chastain, Chase Briscoe, Michael McDowell, Eric Jones, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. are the group that stayed on the racetrack.
The first one to pit and come off of pit road is Ty Gibbs. He's 10th. Then you get back to Bubba Wallace, Brad Keselowski, Daniel Suarez. A number of different strategies. We'll see how they play out. 92 to go. The green flag is back in the air here at Phoenix. On the inside, Ryan Preece. On the outside, Martin Truex Jr. And they fan out yet again.
And it looks like Martin Truex Jr. got the good jump. Ryan Preece will go back to second with Todd Gilliland in third. They fan out for that fourth spot. 3-1 with Chris Busch and Ross Chastain and Chase Briscoe.
Ross Chastain goes to the outside of the racetrack and will take that position away. Here comes Ty Gibbs, 3 wide, trying to make his way back to the front with Chase Briscoe and Eric Jones for 7.
With the shuffle up, with the pit sequence out there, big leader of the day, Tyler Reddick, is back in 15th. Denny Hamlin, he's back in 23rd as they race to 1.
They are racing in heavy, heavy traffic through the dogleg. Meanwhile, up at the front, it is Ross Chastain to the inside. Todd, we got another wreck. Slapping off the wall is Eric Jones. He bounces off the wall with the right side of the machine and continues racing.
Race leaders up the back straightaway into turn 3. Martin Truex Jr. 4 car lengths out in front of Ryan Preece.
Then you've got Todd Gilliland. Yes, Todd running 3rd. Behind them, side by side, Ty Gibbs on the move. He drives down to the inside on Ross Chastain.
They are side by side. They get around Gilliland. Again, now the fight comes to that 3rd position. Ty has it. Chastain wants it, but for the moment, Ty Gibbs is the man who slots into the 3rd position.
3 wide behind them, Michael McDowell all the way to the inside of the racetrack, moving in and around Chris Buescher, and now will make the pass on Todd Gilliland for 5th.
Those are the 2 front row motorsports entries now working hard for the number 5 spot. McDowell takes it. Now Gilliland's under attack from Chris Buescher.
Chris Buescher on an aggressive move down to the bottom of the dogleg. As he rejoins at turn 1, he works to the inside of Todd Gilliland. As Gilliland continues to move in the wrong direction, he's side by side for the 6th spot.
Gilliland fading just a bit now into the second half of the top 10, watching the battle for 4th, Ross Chastain, Michael McDowell, and then Gilliland next in line.
You got Chris Buescher right there looking on, then you've got Chase Briscoe behind that, side by side, Brad Keselowski, he's on the move.
Brad Keselowski again using all that broad expanse to the inside of Daniel Suarez. Keselowski will get the advantage of Suarez, drifting up wide right in the center of the corner is Chase Briscoe.
Here they come off of turn number 2, Briscoe to the outside lane, Keselowski down to the bottom, Suarez watching it all unfold, 1 car length back, this battle for position number 8.
Now the cars that just came to pit lane with the fresher tires are beginning to make some moves. Ty Gibbs is one of them. He's up to 3rd. The next one will be Brad Keselowski. He's up to 9th.
Here comes Brad Keselowski through the dogleg approaching turn 1. He's got a few cars around him, but he makes a nice clean move all the way around turns 1 and 2 and up the back straightaway.
Chase Briscoe strong in that outside lane off of turn number 2. Brad Keselowski a bit better on the bottom through 3 and 4, but for now it's Briscoe by 2 car lengths.
RFK, Alex Hayden, needed a good run here today at Phoenix. Both cars in the top 10. I got to believe they are satisfied so far.
I would think so, even though we still have quite a bit of racing to go in 85 laps. But yeah, the way this has worked, the ebbs and flows of a NASCAR Cup Series race, you got to have some luck with some perfectly timed cautions, but the crew chiefs have also made some great decisions to stay on the racetrack, to come to pit road. When you do that, opposite of what the competition is doing, and right now it's working in their favor, Jeff, as they've worked their way inside the top 10.
And Kyle Ricci, right now those RFK Ford Mustangs are running nose to tail. They are doing so just outside of the top five.
Running well just outside of the top five, sixth and seventh, led by Keselowski right now as they make their way up the back straightaway, beginning to lose a little bit of ground, though, to the race leaders. It is Keselowski losing ground to his teammate and Chris Buescher, who's in a battle of his own.
He is, as Buescher is going to the inside of Todd Gilliland to pick that spot up as the front now five, seven cars begin to spread out and ride single file, Jeff, with 84 laps to go. It's a perfect time to tell the fans where their favorite driver is running.
If your favorite driver is Martin Truex Jr., you are happy right now because he is out front by 15 car lengths over Ryan Preece. Ty Gibbs go 2-3. Ross Chastain fans are happy at the moment because Ross is up to fourth. That's as high as he's basically been all day. Michael McDowell having a great day at the moment. He's fifth. Then Chris Buescher, Todd Gilliland seventh, Brad Keselowski eighth, Chase Briscoe and Christopher Bell round out the top 10.
Running in position 11 is Noah Gregson. Daniel Suarez is 12th. Tyler Reddick is up to 13th. Ryan Blaney is 14th and Kyle Larson 15th. Denny Hamlin has rebounded a handful of spots. He's now 16th. Carson Hocevar 17th and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 18th. Chase Elliott is 19th and Bubba Wallace back to 20th.
And Kyle Busch, he does not give up. He is running 22nd right behind Alex Bowman. William Byron back in 23rd. Eric Jones 24th. Then Josh Berry 25th. Justin Haley, Daniel Hemric, John Hunter Nemechek, Harrison Burton, and Zane Smith complete the top 30.
With Kaz Grala 31st, Austin Dillon 32nd. He's the last car running in the 32nd spot. He's six laps down. The rest of the field out of the race. 33rd, Corey LaJoie. 34th, Joey Logano. 35th, Derek Krause. And 36th, Austin Cendric.
But there is so much more to this story, and it includes pit stops and when they may come. Fuel, how much do you have? Tires, how long will they wear? We say that because Martin Truex Jr., who is the race leader, pitted on lap 190. Everybody else pitted after that. So the tank, drier for Truex. Tires more worn.
Yeah, they are. With Truex on lap 190, Ryan Preece's last pit stop was lap 199. He's the second place car. Then you've got a wave of cars that last were on pit road on lap 209, and then the majority of those other cars lap 217. But Steve Post, some of those cars that pit on lap 217 did not take all four fresh tires, did they?
No, they did not, including Ty Gibbs, who is the leader of these cars. It was two tires for Ty Gibbs. The radio traffic has been fascinating listening to them. Chris Gayle, his crew chief, said, "This is all on you, Ty. If this race goes to the end, you should win the race. All you have to do is save the tires. Both cars in front of you are worse on fuel. At least they don't believe that Ryan Preece is as good as they are. So they are preaching patience, and they believe that if this race goes green to the end, as long as Ty Gibbs saves the tires and takes it easy on the race car, he will be able to win this race. So stay tuned." But no, to answer your question, it was two tires for a number of those teams, including Ty Gibbs, who is the first and fastest among them.
Well, he's not being very patient right now, Dan Hubbard, because Ty Gibbs is third. He's all over the back end of Ryan Preece, looking to take second away.
He almost took it away last lap and did not get it, was not successful. He'll try again. This time Preece will ride the yellow line of the apron. There's a lap machine in front of him. That is Eric Jones. For the moment, Ty Gibbs is going to have to be satisfied with the first spot.
Ryan Preece able to get away by a couple of car lengths in that second position, but Ty Gibbs quickly reeling him back in up the back straightaway to challenge.
He is, but he can't quite get there on the back bumper. Further back, they're side by side racing hard for position. Brad Keselowski, Michael McDowell. That is for sixth and seventh on the racetrack. Now, we heard the Ty Gibbs strategy. Kim Coon, the race leader, is Martin Truex Jr. He was the one that's got the oldest tires of everybody on the racetrack. What is their strategy?
Well, and the fact that he'll have to come for fuel. He came back, like Steve Post said, lap 190. They get about 100 laps, give or take. This goes to 312 laps. So this team is hoping for caution. Right now, the best Martin was complaining about the right rear. He just did not have enough stability, couldn't lean on it. No complaints right now in clean air. The only thing he did note, the deeper they go into a run, he does get a little bit of a brake shake, but this team will have to pit before the end of this race, so we'll see how it all plays out.
The best it's been all race long is the best race car on the track right now. Lap after lap after lap, the quickest car on the track is indeed Martin Truex Jr. Then you get back to the ongoing battle for second between Ryan Preece and Ty Gibbs. Ross Chastain right now fourth in front of the RFK Ford Mustangs of Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski. Michael McDowell right now has his hands full because Christopher Bell is there. Todd Gilliland runs ninth. And then you get back to a good battle between Chase Briscoe and Noah Gregson for 10.
With all these different strategies ongoing with 73 laps to go in the race, Todd Gordon, which strategy do you think is the best?
It's a great question, and one that it'll be decided by how the cautions fall in the rest of the race. If this goes green to the end, I think, you know, I really think that Ross Chastain was in one of the best positions, although Ty Gibbs on his two tires has come forward. They've had so much speed that I think that covers it up. I think the one car coming at 209, getting four tires, they're in a best position of the best called race so far.
We're going to find out together. We're down to 71 to go. Next time by Truex with a significant advantage off turn number two. It is at least 30-plus car lengths over that battle for second between Preece and Gibbs, separated by three car lengths. Then it's a long way back to Ross Chastain, who is running fourth.
He is, but he's running consistently right there, keeping Chris Buescher, the fifth-place car, behind him by some four or five car lengths. It looks like Ross Chastain, Dan, just simply biding his time and being patient.
Just running off carbon copy laps, if you will, right in the same line through turns one and two. Buescher not able to make an impression at all on Ross Chastain.
Still a large gap for Ross Chastain to third-place running Ty Gibbs, about 15 or 20 car lengths. That's been the interval pretty much the last 10 or so laps.
I think there's another story too, Alex, don't you? And that is Denny Hamlin, who spun, if you remember, in second. He brought out the most recent caution flag. Denny Hamlin right now no better than 16th.
And throw in the fact that the car he owns, Tyler Reddick. Both Hamlin and Reddick have led 68 laps apiece today. That is tied for the most laps led. Reddick is no better than 12th. He has not been able to come forward as of yet. As we look up off turn four, the battle for second is now beginning to rage on. It was side by side. Ty Gibbs has caught Ryan Preece.
And I like what Ty Gibbs is doing. He'd love to get around Ryan Preece, but he's not willing to use up the car or the tire to do it. So he is practicing a little bit of patience here, still in hot pursuit, right on the bumper now of Ryan Preece.
Ty Gibbs took an extremely outside lane last time off of turn number two, a wider arc, this time right on the bottom, challenging Preece for second.
Ryan way up the racetrack, inside line opened up, not able to take advantage this time is Ty Gibbs. They continue to go nose to tail.
And again, if we were a little bit closer to the end of this race, I'm sure Ty Gibbs would have rolled the dice a couple of times and just been a lot more aggressive through these corners. Now he goes way to the high side through turns one and two. Ty Gibbs, he's going to pick his moment to take away the second position.
Trying to build that speed onto the back straightaway for Gibbs. Does not make it work this time. Preece for now hangs on to the runner-up position.
Dan Hubbard, how much has Ty Gibbs matured as a race car driver right before our very eyes?
It has been exponential, quite frankly, from year to year to year. We all remember him in the Truck Series, in the Xfinity Series, as a very brash young man, willing to wreck himself, willing to wreck other cars, if that's what it meant to get to the finish line first. Now you watch him this year, after his Xfinity Series championship. He's exercising patience, even when he had the lead in the early going here at Phoenix. It's just a much different driver right now, at still a very, very young age, as now he goes side by side with Ryan Preece for the second position. Again, giving himself plenty of room. The nose is not out of shape. The tail's not stepping out on Ty Gibbs. He takes the second spot away from Ryan Preece.
As he makes his way down the back straightaway, this young man that we're talking about is looking for career win number one. We expect the wins to pile up over this young man's career. Only 21 years old, Kyle Ricky, and just showing everybody week in, week out, lap after lap, the type of talent he has.
And like Dan mentioned a moment ago, showing so much maturity year to year. The pass that we just saw him make on Priest, he would have probably forced the issue a year or two ago. This year, completely different. 5, 6, 7 laps, set up the pass, finally made the pass a couple laps ago, and has been able to drive away. Probably one of the fastest cars on the racetrack is Ty Gibbs, and I expect we'll be talking a lot about him toward the front of these fields for years to come.
And the third place car, Ryan Preece, who Gibbs just passed, that car has gotten awfully twitchy down here in turns 3 and 4. Have seen that car kind of move side to side in the middle part of the corner, so his handling beginning to go away on those older tires, but for the moment has good pace as he stays in position number 3.
Well, there is a car that is lurking with 63 laps to go. He is currently running in position number 6. His name is Christopher Bell. He has come 14 spots up the leaderboard since lap 219. Todd, this race is far from over, and Christopher Bell will be a factor.
Yes, he was in the end of stage 2, actually drove from a 6-second deficit to win the stage. He was the best car here in the test. He was really strong in practice. They're showing that pace again. Be interesting how this plays out.
Right now, Ty Gibbs behind Martin Truex Jr. by 4.2 seconds. Gibbs can definitely make it to the end on this tank of Sunoco fuel. But problem for Ty Gibbs, the handling goes away on his car on longer green flag runs. We've got a lot to go here with 62 laps left.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Continuing to watch the battles inside the top 5. Ryan Preece backsliding again. Ross Chastain will go by. Now Christopher Bell is on the move. He too will go by the car of Ryan Preece, who's fallen from 3rd back to the 5th spot. Down to 59 laps to go from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
To go in the Shriners Children's 500 about 15 or so minutes ago on the clock, I asked Todd Gordon Which strategy did you think was the best one? I'm going to give you a chance now with 56 laps to go to answer that question again.
So the strategy that I would say is the best one is have your car be the fastest car here. And that's what we saw out of this 20 car. And he's driving forward. Really like their call, Adam Stevens' call at 217. They put four tires in this 20 car, unlike their teammate who took two and got out there ahead of him.
And, of course, the 20 car is indeed Christopher Bell. It has been a Toyota stranglehold today. Just make no mistake about that. We have had other cars in the lead for sure. But when you look at the leaderboard, Reddick 68, Hamlin 68, Gibbs 57, Truex 41, and you look at it right now, a Truex out front, Gibbs second, Bell third. The Toyotas have been just absolutely dominant. Let's give you a quick look at the top 10.
And it's Martin Truex Jr. by 4.8 seconds over Ty Gibbs. However, Christopher Bell is lurking in third. Then it's Ross Chastain fourth. Chris Buescher is fifth. Ryan Preece is sixth. Brad Keselowski seventh. Michael McDowell eighth. Chase Briscoe ninth. And Todd Gilliland is 10th.
53 laps to go. Let's revisit the keys to going to victory lane presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The keys to winning presented by Progressive Insurance.
Key number one was given to us by the winner back in November, Ross Chastain. He said you have to be able to manage your tires and you also have to be able to get your car to turn right in the middle of the corner, kind of like what Christopher Bell's got going on right now, trying to take the second spot away. Key number two came from Truck Series winner who won a championship here, Zane Smith, who's in today's race, said you got to keep up with the ever-changing racetrack. And key number three came from Daniel Hemric, won his Xfinity Series championship here at Phoenix. The car needs to be able to turn right in the middle of the corner so you can accelerate over the competition.
Key number four might be to somehow find some extra Sunoco fuel if your name is Martin Truex Jr., because more than likely, I think everybody agrees, he does not have enough fuel to go the distance. Christopher Bell has just taken over Dan Hubbard, position number two.
It was a nice nifty move on the last lap to the inside of turn two. Christopher Bell to the inside of Ty Gibbs. No contact made at all. I love what Christopher Bell is doing right now. He is not forcing the issue. These are very, very well-controlled laps, and yet the race is coming to Christopher Bell. When you don't have to push your car and you're still passing people, that's a good day, and that's what Christopher Bell is experiencing right now.
Now, Todd, Christopher Bell is in position number two. He's being told the race leader, Martin Truex Jr., cannot go the distance on this tank of Sunoco fuel. But as a team, can you really be sure that Truex can't go the distance?
That's a great question. I don't see how the numbers would work from lap 190. That's just too far. And I don't think that James Small was counting on Martin being able to run to the end there. I think he's looking for a caution somewhere in the rest of this race. And from this point right now, if we had a caution, everybody would come to pit road. So they're in a good position if we get a caution in, say, the next 30 laps.
All right. With 50 to go, Truex had a 5.1 second advantage over Christopher Bell, his teammate. It's already beginning to drop. Kyle Ricci has been watching it all here this afternoon. Outside of turn number three, Christopher Bell second, Gibbs, Chastain, Buescher, and Keselowski. There have been some great stories that we've watched unfold here this afternoon.
What was the length of the back straightaway a couple laps ago between race leader Martin Truex Jr. and second place running Christopher Bell? Beginning to close that gap, but still a ways to go. You mentioned some of those great stories. Christopher Bell being one of them. RFK Racing being a couple of more with Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski running strong in the top 10. They're looking good right now on the racetrack in the middle of this long green flag run in the top 10.
Well, Martin Truex Jr., Kim Kuhn, I think it's inevitable he's going to have to come to pit road. Certainly, they would like to see a caution flag to make that pit stop, but what's going on in the pit box right now?
Yeah, they were hoping for a caution. They are going to have to stop. They do not have enough fuel to make it this last run if it stays green. They need a caution so bad they were kind of joking on the radio about debris needing a caution. NASCAR needs to throw a caution. So they're keeping it a little bit lighthearted down here, but the crew has started to get ready. Grab the sign. It's not out quite yet, but they are going to bring bring their end driver in shortly. They're going to wait it out as long as they can, though, with the hopes that we might get that caution they desperately need.
For Truex, he last went to Victory Lane, New Hampshire, July of a year ago. He's been out front. He's led a long time, but there's just no choice for him not to come to pit road, and Kim Kuhn will be there when Martin elects to come off the racetrack. That would turn things over, if it stays the same, over to Bell, who's got the advantage over Gibbs and Chastain. Ross has been somebody who has been quiet. He got squeezed into the fence, racing three wide outside of Brad Keselowski. I believe it was Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at the time. Just flat ran out of real estate. He's not been a factor for the lead, Alex Hayden, but they're having a solid afternoon.
After winning here in November, yeah, coming back right now, being scored in the number four spot, and with the impending pit stop from race leader Martin Truex Jr., could move up to a podium finish in today's race with 44 laps remaining in it. So for Truex, it's got to be a tough one to swallow right now, because Truex has led a total of 53 laps in the race. That is the fourth most right now. And then you look at Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin, who've led the most laps today. Combined, those two drivers, 68 laps apiece they've led. And Hamlin is up to 14th. And Tyler Reddick, well, he's to the number 10 spot. The way this race is unfolding, it's kind of looking like it's been a lot of peanut butter, just no jelly.
Well, you know, when you look at Ross Chastain, he is the only Chevrolet in the top 15. Make that the top 14, because Suarez is running in position 15. Ross Chastain, Todd Gordon, again, the only Chevrolet in the top 14 here as we wind this thing down.
Yeah, I thought a well-called race to put him in position, and he's hanging in, doing what he can. He's a winner from the fall race here. So they had some idea, but it's been a struggle for, I think, most of the Chevrolets to get a hold of this package here. Ross is kind of leading the bow tie brigade.
And we stay under the green flag, 53, now 54 laps on this green flag run. The longest we've had is 117 laps. The race leader is Martin Truex Jr., and here he comes off the racetrack, headed for pit road. Race leader Truex hits 45 miles per hour. Christopher Bell flashes by on the backstretch and takes the lead. Kim Kuhn, Truex is in.
And the last time he in was lap 190, so he'll take nine.
Leader, 40 laps to go. Phoenix Raceway, it is indeed Christopher Bell. He is out front yet again, and now all he's going to try to do is hit his marks and drive away with now just 39 laps remaining. Let's go for a ride with the leader. Christopher Bell is headed to turn one.
Christopher Bell crosses the start-finish line and comes through turns one and two. He is on cruise control because he has such a big lead over Ty Gibbs. He wants to make sure he has enough car to work with if this thing has a caution near the end of the race. Christopher Bell on his way to turn three.
Already into turn number three for Christopher Bell, has 25 car lengths in hand over Ty Gibbs. Martin Truex Jr. just behind him as the first car off the lead lap.
He is indeed. He did lose a lap on the green flag pit stop, but is in position to get a free pass should a caution flag come out with those fresher tires than everybody else. He's right on the back bumper of second place car Ty Gibbs, and that battle is going to end rather quickly up off of turn two as he's got those fresh Goodyears.
So, let's give you a look at the top 10 now as we are starting to wind this down. 37 to go. C. Bell out front over his teammate Ty Gibbs. Chris Buescher now is up to third. He just got by Ross Chastain. Chastain back to fourth. Brad Keselowski fifth. How about Michael McDowell running sixth? Chase Briscoe seventh. Tyler Reddick eighth. Todd Gilliland, ninth. Ryan Blaney, 10th. As we get closer to the checkered flag, Front Row Motorsports Ford Mustangs, both of them are running in the top 10. This is a big afternoon for that organization.
It absolutely is, and something that they absolutely needed here to get this season back on track. Even though, yeah, Todd Gilliland led a lot of laps in Daytona, he's led 14 of them here in Phoenix today. They just simply haven't been able to get past the hump and get good finishes. But right now, both of those Front Row Motorsports cars are inside the top 10. What about Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing? This is a team that has been on the struggle bus here. Only one top 10 finish between the two cars this season. Well, both of those cars are inside the top five.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Battle is on inside the top five for the number four spot as Brad Keselowski going to work on the Ross Chastain car. We're down to 32 laps to go. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Continuing under the green flag here in the Shriners Children's 500 with Christopher Bell leading now by 4 seconds over Ty Gibbs.
You know, you go back and you look at some of those drivers that were dominant earlier on. Tyler Reddick has led the most laps, 68, with Denny Hamlin. Reddick right now 8th. Hamlin is 12th. Ty Gibbs has led 57. He goes 2nd. Martin Truex Jr., he led 55. And Alex, he's one lap down. Actually, he is not one lap down. He was able to get his lap back. He's running 21st. But cars that were so good early, non-factors at least, not at the moment, with 28 to go.
Yeah, that's the key, though. There's still 28 laps to go, and anything can happen in a NASCAR Cup Series race. Certainly Christopher Bell and that team, they don't want anything to happen there. As we look over here, Jeff, the battle between a couple of orange cars, one Camaro, one Mustang, still going at it.
One Chastain, one Brad Keselowski. They're side by side.
Here we come through the dogleg into turn one. Keselowski's been working over Chastain for about the last 3 to 4 laps. This time Chastain will ride the wall around turns one and two. Keselowski still not able to pull off the pass.
Chastain with that high side momentum to the exit of turn number two maintains that position for now over Brad Keselowski, who falls in the line 2 car lengths back.
As Keselowski goes up the racetrack trying to find a little extra grip off turn number four, can't quite do it. Down to 27 laps to go as that battle continues.
I really thought Chastain was not going to be able to put up much of a fight because he'd been backsliding in the top five. But once Keselowski got to his bumper, Chastain kicked it into gear and now keeps a car length and a half gap between himself and Keselowski.
Best battle on the racetrack right now, at least among the race leaders. It continues to be Chastain over Brad Keselowski in three.
Boy, two RFK Ford Mustangs running inside the top five. They like to go 3-4, but Keselowski's got to get by Ross.
And he's not having much luck doing it so far. Now the gap widens to about 3 car lengths. Let's see what happens this time through turns 1 and 2. Again, Chastain way up high, and it looks closer than it really is. Chastain still in front of Brad Keselowski.
This battle well behind Chris Buescher, half the length of the back straight away. Buescher all by himself in third. Then it's Chastain and Keselowski, fourth and fifth.
Right again in the same lines through turns 3 and 4. Chastain at the bottom. Keselowski goes to the outside lane. So we're getting down to it. The fastest car, by the way, on the track is back in 21st. With the green flag pit stop Martin Truex Jr. had to make, he's just carving his way back through the field, but he has got a long way to go by the tone of 23 seconds to catch the race leader and only 25 laps to go.
We have 22 cars on the lead lap. Let's remind everybody who is indeed running on the lead lap. 22 of them in all, Alex. The top 10 right now is C. Bell, Ty Gibbs second, Chris Buescher third, Ross Chastain fourth in that ongoing battle with Brad Keselowski, Michael McDowell sixth, Tyler Reddick seventh, Ryan Blaney eighth, Chase Briscoe ninth, and Noah Gregson is 10th.
Denny Hamlin is 11th, Todd Gilliland is 12th, and Daniel Suarez 13th. Kyle Larson's been a non-factor today. He's 14th, and Carson Hocevar's 15th. Bubba Wallace 16th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 17th. Rest of the lead lap cars, William Byron in 18th, Chase Elliott 19th, Alex Bowman 20th, Martin Truex Jr. 21st, and Kyle Busch, the last car on the lead lap, in 22nd.
Let's celebrate a driver who is having a career day at this track, and he doesn't, you know, he didn't grow up too far away from it. Glendale, Arizona's Michael McDowell, who has only ever had one top 10 finish here in 26 prior starts. Today, though, they have been rock solid, showing speed, running inside the top 10. Michael McDowell right now is 6.
Well, that top 10 that he got was back here in November, the last time we raced here at Phoenix Raceway. So Michael McDowell has got the car underneath him, and this Front Row Motorsports team continues to get better week in and week out. We've talked about them being, Steve Post, a Cinderella story. We've gotten to the point now, I'm not so sure they're Cinderella anymore.
Yeah, I think that story's kind of running its course. They just continue to prove that they're a really, really solid mid-pack team, and maybe even sneaking their way a little bit forward. We talked about this in the pre-race show. They've got an enhanced alliance with Ford, a little bit better program with Ford this year. They've got a new alliance with Team Penske, and they're just trying to digest it all because there's so much more information that they have available. I talked with Michael McDowell this morning, and he said, you would not believe the amount of information we have. We just need to figure out how what to do with it and which stuff to pull out. So they're working through that, but really they're bringing fast race cars. He started on second in the Daytona 500, won the pole position in Atlanta. Todd Gilliland, you've talked about him leading laps, and this is one of those little teams that just continues to get better and better. They actually have a Hawkeye surveillance machine, and that's one of the highly technical pieces of equipment that's being installed in their shop. Most teams have them. They will have one up and running in the next couple of weeks. So really, really cool. Today here, they felt like they had top 10 speed, ran the top 10 in stage number one, fell off the rails a little bit in the middle, but some great calls, great strategy, and again, a top 10 speed car, have them sitting in the sixth spot right now. Travis Peterson doing a great job calling a great race, and Michael McDowell bringing this car through a great run here this afternoon at his home racetrack.
And Dan Hubbard, how long can Michael hold on to position number 6? He's got some hungry drivers right behind him in the form of Tyler Reddick and Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, he's had some difficulties just on the last couple of laps trying to keep them at bay. Tyler Reddick now looking at that low line through turns 1 and 2 as McDowell goes high. Right behind him is Ryan Blaney. That is a good 3-car fight for the 6th spot.
Blaney even higher on the racetrack, first wanting to move around Tyler Reddick and then Michael McDowell. All three of those cars tightly packed just outside of the top 5.
Yeah, 6th, 7th, and 8th right together on the racetrack as they get fewer and fewer laps. Now 17 laps to go. Reddick gets passed by Ryan Blaney this time by.
Not sure what happened to Tyler Reddick off turn 4. He just kind of faded. Ryan Blaney got by very, very easily. And now he will set his sights on Michael McDowell.
Blaney immediately drives away from Reddick off of turn number 2. 4 car lengths to his cushion and closing in now on Michael McDowell for the 6th spot.
15 laps to go. Next time by, if we stay under the green flag, checked out, bye-bye, set up victory lane for Christopher Bell. He is out front by 5 seconds. Gibbs and Buescher have a good battle for second. That is Ty Gibbs and Chris Buescher, but that is 5 seconds behind. Then you get back to Ross Chastain and Brad Keselowski. They're 8 back. McDowell and Blaney, 12 back. This race, you know, but all we need is a debris caution, an issue on the racetrack, and the complexion of this race changes immediately.
I wouldn't take hats to victory lane for anybody. Look what happened yesterday in the Xfinity Series race. Justin Allgaier was way out in front, cut down a left rear tire, going to turn one, slammed the wall, and lost the race. So, no, you don't take the hats to victory lane until the checkered flag flies.
But right now, it is C. Bell, Christopher Bell, out front, 14 to go. He's up by 5, Kyle Ricci. Ty Gibbs, Ty Gibbs trying to do everything he can to run down Christopher Bell. And for Christopher, all he needs to do now is just hit the marks.
Hit the marks, keep the car between the lanes, looks nice and comfortable in and around traffic for C. Bell. Has several lap cars between himself and Ty Gibbs in that second spot, along with all of that distance that you just mentioned of some 5 seconds.
Todd Gordon, how do you coach a driver? Do you just leave him alone? You might think he's driving too hard with that big of a lead, or do you just let your driver be a race car driver?
You just give him the gap back to what he's got behind him, and you let him make his decisions, because anytime you ask him to do something out of their comfort zone, they might make a mistake. Sometimes you're better off to just let them be in the race rhythm and just give them the information.
Last time he went to victory lane was end of last season in Homestead Miami Speedway, where he scored the win. That was his career win number 6, looking for 7 here this afternoon. Let's go back and pick up that battle for 4th. Brad Keselowski and Ross Chastain.
You've got a lap machine there of Ryan Preece just in front of Brad Keselowski. Excuse me, that is Ryan Preece, who is still running in the top 10. They are part of that mix off of turn 2 and down the back straightaway.
Brad Keselowski hangs on to that spot 4 now over Ross Chastain, who loses 2 car lengths up the backstretch.
Ryan Preece is a lap down, is able to drive away from the Brad Keselowski car. Preece came to pit road a lot later than Keselowski and has got much fresher tires as they continue to go around. The battle for second is beginning to heat up now. It's Ty Gibbs being pressured by the car of Chris Buescher on the backstretch.
In lap traffic, all that advantage that Gibbs had on Buescher is gone, and in fact, here comes Buescher to the inside. We'll go to the inside and take that spot away.
Ford Mustang has now moved in position number 2 with Chris Buescher from Prosper, Texas, behind the wheel. So it's Bell, Buescher, Gibbs, Keselowski, Chastain. You know, Todd, you tell your driver, just put yourself in position to win. That move right there does put him in a position to win if, for some reason, Christopher Bell has a stumble.
Yeah, definitely. And you got to race all day long. It's a great effort forward here and just trying to take advantage of some of these lap cars and where you go to. Still starting to see some of these guys slide around. It's deep into the tire run here.
That battle for second isn't over because there's lap traffic right in front of them.
Chris Buescher will have to deal with the machine just up in front. It would be Kaz Grala who almost just blocked Chris Buescher. Now he moves over, so Chris Buescher will pass Grala down the back straightaway.
Grala and Zane Smith just in front of the battle for second. Buescher to the inside of Kaz Grala, and that enables him to pull away from Ty Gibbs in third.
So we are down to the final 8 laps now, and that lead for Bell continues to grow, even though Buescher has come to second. He is up by 6, almost 7 seconds. Christopher is on Chris Buescher, Ty Gibbs, Brad Keselowski, Ross Chastain, top 5, Ryan Blaney, Michael McDowell, Tyler Reddick, Chase Briscoe, and Noah Gregson. Those are the 10 drivers right now running 1 through 10. We're down to 7 to go, Dan.
Here comes Christopher Bell, and it's almost what a contrast in driving styles from Stage 2 to now, where he was so aggressive in Stage 2. Now it almost looks like slow motion for Christopher Bell, yet he's able to maintain the lead off of Turn 2 and down the back straightaway.
We'll go to the inside of Harrison Burton, put that car 1 lap down, and now close in on John Hunter Nemechek. That's the only traffic in and around Christopher Bell right now at the front.
It is, as he's down to 6 laps to go in today's Shriners Children 500 to Turn 1.
Here he is. is just in front of Harrison Burton, is Christopher Bell. And these are just copy-paste laps. He straddles the yellow line of the apron each and every time, barely on the throttle, off of turn two, kind of slides and glides his way off the corner, down the back straightaway, headed to turn three.
Swings it wide, up the back straightaway for Christopher Bell, then angles it right to the bottom of the racetrack as he continues to extend that top spot.
This is the ninth race here for Bell at Phoenix. He never led in an event here prior to this one. And right now, Dan, he's led 45 and looking to lead a total of 50. That would take him to victory lane.
Here he comes, casually into turns one and two. The next machine up ahead for Christopher Bell will be that of John Hunter Nemechek.
Already off of turn number two and up the back straightaway for Christopher Bell. The battle for second, led by Chris Buescher, now just entering the back straightaway. That's how big the lead is for Mr. Bell.
It really is. As he flashes by the start-finish line, does Christopher Bell. Has clean racetrack around him by the tone of five car lengths.
Yeah, about five car lengths behind John Hunter Nemechek. We'll see what kind of challenge Nemechek poses for our leader as Christopher Bell is able to shave that gap down to 2.5 car lengths.
Getting down to it, but not forcing the issue for Christopher Bell right now. He is okay with riding a couple of car lengths behind John Hunter Nemechek as we enter the final few laps.
Yeah, three to go here in Phoenix. Christopher Bell out front all by himself as he heads through the dog leg and back to one.
And perhaps he is content to ride behind John Hunter Nemechek, and that would be rightfully so. There's no reason at all to try to get into an entanglement with Nemechek, so Christopher Bell continues with his large lead off of turn two.
Still over 5 seconds, a large gap back to Chris Buescher, more than the length of the back straightaway as Christopher Bell already into turn three.
Here he comes up off of the corner, two laps to go now for the Ream Toyota from Joe Gibbs Racing. Christopher Bell, the Oklahoma native, with two laps to go.
Here he comes through the dog leg and now into turns one and two. It is all Christopher Bell. He's still just about five car lengths off the rear deck lid of John Hunter Nemechek. He takes it off turn two, looking for turn three.
John Hunter Nemechek still a couple of car lengths in front of Christopher Bell. No pressure, this time up the back straightaway. Bell is content in three, looking for the white flag.
He's going to see it when he comes off turn number four. White flag is in the air here at the Phoenix Raceway. Christopher Bell, one more trip around.
Here he comes through the dog leg, up to the banking in the 8 to 9 degree banking in turns one and two. Christopher Bell could almost cruise at home, rolling out of the throttle ever so easily off of turn two. Now back on the gas, down the back straightaway.
Dominant afternoon for Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas. A dominant final stage for Christopher Bell. He leads into turn three for the final time.
Up off of turn number four, checkered flag will go in the air. Christopher Bell will win the Shriners Children's 500 at Phoenix Raceway. What a drive for Christopher Bell. He pulls out the win. The battle for second now coming up off of turn number four. Chris Buescher will get second. Ty Gibbs will finish third. Brad Keselowski will be fourth. And Ryan Blaney rounds out the top five to Kim Kuhn.
And this Christopher Bell team is in celebration mode, calling the shots. Adam Stevens, you guys had absolutely the best car here today. It wasn't without its challenges. Despite that, you made your way to the front every single time. How satisfying is this win?
That's really big. You know, we haven't had a performance like this as a team with Bell as our driver. And we know what's in him. We know what's in this team. And really proud of the way that we showed up and executed all weekend and bounced back from that bad stop.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's crew chief Adam Stevens. They are making their way to victory lane here at Phoenix.
Yeah, they're going
to
be joining their driver, Christopher Bell. The numbers just continue to go up. Career win number 7 for Bell. For Joe Gibbs Racing, it's win 209. And for Toyota, it is win number 181.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Now we get ready to rumble in Richmond.
Virginia is for lovers.
You ready?
Of a return to night racing. Of a rocking infield experience that offers unparalleled access to your favorite NASCAR drivers.
Kyle Larson.
Of a spring weekend full of friends and electric short track action you'll never forget. NASCAR weekend at Richmond Raceway, March 29th through the 31st. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Seatbelt burning them down at the start-finish line. The fans saluting back. By the way, it was a sold-out crowd here at Phoenix, and we salute all of the fans that showed up to watch what was indeed a whale of a race. It was a matter of which Toyota team was going to win as Bell stands on the roof of that Camry saluting the fans. They're saluting back, and let's go back to the very beginning when we talked about the fact that, well, history shows Toyota doesn't stand a chance here this afternoon.
No, because since we've raced the next-gen car here at Phoenix Raceway, coming into this weekend, Toyota had not scored a pole here in the next-gen car at Phoenix. Well, they did that with Denny Hamlin. No wins in the next-gen car here at Phoenix. Well, they did that today with Christopher Bell. They only had two cars finish in the top five total. Well, they had two of them in the top three here today. And coming into today's race, Toyota in the next-gen car at Phoenix Raceway had combined only lead 15 laps. Combined today, they've led 298 of 312 laps. So Toyota really came to 2024 Phoenix Raceway guns a-blazing.
They unloaded fast and they never looked back, that is for sure. C-Bell celebrating in victory lane. Stay with us. You're going to hear from him and other top finishers coming up.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
Big day for Christopher Bell. You'll hear from him in a moment. Also a big day for Roush, Fenway, Keselowski, with two drivers finishing in the top four, Kim Kuhn.
That's right, and team owner and driver Brad Keselowski coming home in the fourth position after a slow start to the 2024 season. How important was this performance by you and the team today?
Yeah, it's good to get a solid finish, and we ran kind of the 8th to 10th most of the race, I felt like, and there at the end, had a good restart, the last restart, and just kind of clawed our way up there, and that was fun. It's a lot of fun with our consumers that we're Ford. We want to win, but you got to work your way to it, and this is a big progress over where we were last week.
That's Brad Keselowski, top five finish for him here today, and his teammate, Chris Buescher, coming home in the runner-up position. Great day for RFK. I know Bell had the dominant car. You were right there, though. What more did you need during that last run?
Yeah, I was really impressed with our BuildSubs.com Ford Mustang. That was awesome. Heck of a comeback from a rough go for a few weeks. Really fast race cars, and proud to be able to do that today. Didn't quite see the 20 there at the end, so I know they were lights out. So made a little work to get to that point. What thrills me is we were by no means perfect on balance, so we have a lot of room to make this thing better, which is awesome. That tells me we can go up there and compete for that thing. So heck of a day, proud of everybody. Heck of a bounce back after a rough go last week. Did it with the same team here today, and it's just goes to show we're gonna do these things together, win, lose, or draw, and that was almost a win today.
Fantastic day for both cars from RFK finishing in the top five.
Really was fantastic drive across the board for both of them as those two drivers come home in the top five. And they needed it, quite frankly, after the start this season for that Ford team of Roush, Fenway, Keselowski. Back to Kim Kuhn.
Ty Gibbs getting a word with his crew chief, Chris Gayle. Valiant performance, a top three finish. You were battling it there with Chris Buescher. How good was the car and what more did you need?
Yeah, we're kind of in a hole there from pit road, and we just kind of needed to get ahead of ourselves. We're just fighting the balance a lot of the day. Fired off really good and kind of fell off. So I'm glad that we could recover for this finish. Thank you to Monster Energy. He gets us, everybody at Interstate Batteries. It's good for Toyota to win, but not good for me because I didn't win.
Ty Gibbs with a solid top three finish here at Phoenix.
Yeah, he just gets better and better and better every week. Talking about Ty Gibbs, big day for RFK. We just touched on that with Buescher and Brad. Ryan Blaney will not back up his three straight runner-ups as he comes home fifth. Hopefully we'll catch up with Ryan at some point. Christopher Bell, he's the man of the hour, that is for sure. We're going to hear from him right now. Christopher Bell, the winner here at the Phoenix Raceway, is with Steve Post.
Yes, indeed. Christopher Bell has brought the Ream Toyota Camry from Joe Gibbs Racing into victory lane, and this team is ready to celebrate down here. Bell getting the sunglasses on, has the proper hat on, and he is getting ready to climb out of this race car to the attention of not only the crew, but victory lane here. Fans all the way around, and here he is. Christopher Bell gets the win at Phoenix. Wow, what a run. Oh, getting a hug and a kiss from his wife. Oh, my gosh, big celebration down here with Morgan getting a big hug. Christopher, describe how good that race car was and just how good, what you could do with that race car today.
I could kind of drive it wherever I wanted. That thing was amazing, and I know that those race cars don't come very often, so it feels really, really nice to capitalize on that whenever you got a race car that good. And we knew after Friday that we had a pretty good piece, so glad that we were able to deliver.
What's the mindset? You had a pit miscue, and then you had strategy that put you back. What's the mindset with such a good race car having to work your way forward?
I don't know, man. It's just so tough. You got to, you know, keep your head about you, and that's one thing that I really struggle with, and I beat myself a lot throughout my career, and got to put that behind me, and hopefully this is a turning point.
Prior to this race, Toyota led 15 laps here at Phoenix. Can you, today it was 298 laps for you guys across the board. Can you describe the effort you guys with Toyota have